Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What is not happy about Apollo Poundstone Happy Hour?
It everything.
It screams happiness,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Fresh from, kicking our asses at ping pong, at Paula Poundstone's ping pong party, at her pad, which is just fun to say.
Yeah.
Paula Poundstone is just, she's like ice cream for breakfast. Is she not?
I got a sweet tooth on Monday when she was here.
Absolutely.
She is a comedy legend for a reason. Mm-hmm. And please, drink up, won't you? Happy, happy hour.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Poundstone's here, everyone.
Oh, it's so nice to
fresh
be here.
From her triumph of a ping pong party.
Oh,
that was
God.
A lot of alliteration of Paula Poundstone's ping pong party at your pad.
They use it in helping people recover from brain injuries.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Paula Poundstone ping pong party.
Yeah.
At my pad.
Yes. Yeah, you tweeted, is John Fugelsang running for office? He stopped by my house for 2 minutes and left. Maybe he left some brochures. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's running for Schiff's old seat.
He comes through the door. He says, hi. And I'm like, hi.
We invited him.
Oh, well, thank you. It was great.
You didn't warn her.
I mean, all of a sudden, there was this really handsome man. When
right?
he spoke, I knew
it's
who he
startling.
Was.
Startling. Yeah.
But I never knew. Because I don't watch you guys. I listen
right.
to
okay.
you.
Yeah.
So I don't, that's why I get the three of you mixed up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to.
The theater of the mind is an
sure.
amazing thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were hoping there was going to be dog poo because the last episode you listened to, there was.
There's a lot of talk about dog poo
yeah.
in the one that
uh-huh.
I listened to over yeah. and over again.
It's mostly what we talk about,
yeah.
in case you miss it.
That's our life now.
Yeah.
It's a big part of my life, honestly, because I have 10 cats. And
no, you don't. You have like 78.
I have 10 cats.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's 10. You were. You might have some vision. I thought I had vision problems.
Fanny Sitka and I had to sprint through the house because we're both allergic to cats. So we just ran.
And the thing about...
I'm sure it's lovely. I didn't see your house. I went right to the backyard.
Oh, my house is not lovely at all. My house...
Your house is a fraternity house from like 1976.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
From Animal House.
I love the drum set.
Oh,
and foosball.
Thank you, which is not even set up correctly any longer. I used to take lessons.
Okay.
I haven't in, you know, in a long time.
Right.
And I just, I, I leave it there because it's a, you know, I had a dream.
Yes.
So I leave. Right. But there's a point to this. Yeah, no, my I have Adirondack chairs in my living room.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because I just gave up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. There's just no point.
That is a way of saying I've given up on life. I'm all dead inside.
No. Yeah. Upholstered furniture was
cats.
A, I don't believe in couches, so I don't own a couch. But B,
why don't you believe in couches?
I think that they're wrong.
Can you show me on the couch what the couch did to you?
Are you going to take her out there into the gym and trigger her on the couch?
There is a couch out there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
You have many couches in this house.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a big couch.
Talk to mommy. What happened?
What happened on the couch?
No, when there's a couch, all I can picture is like my father like just laying with the newspapers all over him. And
daddy issues.
You know.
Okay.
No, I know
daddy issues.
If I had a couch, I would never get up.
Okay.
Something bad happened on the couch.
No, you just sloth. Your sloth happened.
Oh,
that's
I see.
What I'm trying
just your dad
say.
With his hand on his pants. Just
There's nothing sexual about it at all. Just sloth.
Just sloth.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Watching golf going, pretty, pretty.
Is that...
I'm like, what, the pants, Dad? The pants? Because they're
plaid.
No, it's
plaid. Pretty shot. It's pretty
they're
shot.
They're not pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There is nothing...
My dad used to watch golf. It's boring.
Yeah. I mean, why, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So you think couches cause sloth?
I do. I believe it's a big part of America's problem.
So if you were president, you would remove all the couches.
Finland is a very happy place. I don't think they have couches.
Yeah. See, Democrat. They say Democrats are coming for your gas stove, but you would say right up front, I'm coming for your couch.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I might. If I were running in Texas.
You put psychiatrists out of business. Should be just lay there on the floor.
They don't even use couches anymore. They don't even tell people.
Are bark-a-lunters safe?
They cause sloth.
They put lazy right in the title, lazy boy. I mean,
I remember my parents at one point. I never saw it. I just heard about it. Both had those lazy boy recliners, and neither one could get out.
I have those, and I am getting to the point where I can't get out.
You have to wait for a pet to spring you. You have to call the pet.
I used to
jump up.
No,
on
no
the end.
But you know, I used to have the 125-pound. Great Pyrenees lay on me in the Barca Lounger.
Yeah.
And I could not get up. But now, these two are actually, they're only about 9 pounds a piece, but they almost like launched me out of the, which I think is good, getting older.
Yeah.
They were at the end of it and they almost launched me.
That's what you need.
Because
exactly.
That's what
I'm saying.
Because two of them and the end was,
You got to train them now.
Yeah.
You got to train them now.
Out, mommy, get out.
And they're
throwing like an ejector seat.
Yeah. Like a catapult.
Yeah.
I'm sure eventually that's what you'll have for your guest because you like, because so far there's that step coming down that's taken out a few guests. And of course, this odd slanting.
Yeah,
ceiling.
Those are the steps, but that's like pure cement there. So you've hit your head.
I have to walk past this every like a couple of times a morning.
Where do you go when people curse? What is it? You always say, well, I got that. And you went under the table.
There's a button under the table.
Here. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you thinking of doing it? Don't do it.
Yeah. I thought it was that he just couldn't stand the sound of cursing, and so he would hide under the table.
No, I have to press a button.
Cover his little ears.
Yeah, yes.
It's
a button that makes us go back in time. Wouldn't it be good if we all had one for our life?
We could just have those seven seconds
back before I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, would I ever time travel? Yeah. Okay, if you could time travel... Okay. Would you have to play a commercial or something?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about your
go
ping
ahead.
Pong. Because people don't understand how serious this was. There's a football scoreboard. Mm-hmm. There's referees.
You had a light strung up over your backyard to shine down directly onto the ping pong.
Well, that's put up.
Yeah. You could do laser eyes.
There's a lot of preparation going on
for
these parties.
Yeah.
People don't realize.
Yeah. And then people might think, what kind of people does Paula Poundstone know? And there was literal rocket scientists there, weren't
you
there?
You were playing ping pong with one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
She's
a rocket scientist?
She is.
Oh. Yeah.
I told you not to lose. She'll send you into space.
She worked on the most
Mars
recent
rover.
One that went up.
Yeah.
The one.
I don't know why. I would not have been the first thing I picked for who's Paula's.
She told us that she's going to send someone to the moon in about 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm hoping it's me.
Not in a Jackie Gleason way. But
no,
you know,
but in like a real rocket way.
Right, actually in a rocket. That'd be good. That's better.
She did say that the people going to the moon this time would look more like America. So there's a very good chance it could go, Paula.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't look like America.
Because you don't have a couch.
That's not true. My face looks a little bit like Texas.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it was a magical night.
Up. I had eye surgery.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason I keep getting you guys mixed up.
Yeah. I don't, to be rude, because it was lovely of you to ask us, but it's a little fascist, because you weren't like, you were forced to play ping pong. Like,
that's
it was
not
like a,
true.
Yeah. It's
that
like a ping pong camp. Yeah, it was. I mean, they called your name and you were forced to play in a tournament.
I have a stack of, would you like to be in the tournament?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I didn't ask you. I just wrote your name down.
Right.
And then the next thing I know, listeners, this is so important that you understand this.
Yeah,
literally.
It was a German accent. Rouse. Stephanie Miller, rouse.
No.
To the ping pong table now.
Anybody with any association with the Stephanie Miller show that showed up left A, quickly, and B, generally under the cover of darkness. I just turned around.
Jody Hamilton.
We said goodbye.
Thank you. Travis.
And you were playing.
I played a game.
You were playing when Jody Hamilton and my girlfriend and her lovely and talented husband, we all slipped out under the cover of night together.
You did. You slipped out of the cover.
But you were playing. We didn't want to.
I saw these shrubs moving.
Should I have used the fascist loudspeaker that you used to force people into ping pong to go, Paula, we have to leave now. I get up at insane o'clock.
No, you didn't get up at that time on Sabado.
That was on Friday.
We can't change our body clocks.
I didn't get a nap on Friday.
Yeah, we were all.
Body clocks.
Friday's a mess for us.
Yeah, Friday evenings are.
Yeah, Friday rush hour driving to.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
all right, thanks.
Thank you, by the way, for coming.
That's
all
why
that
I made
way.
It rain today.
For coming down off the cliff. You live on the. You know, I saw.
It's wild country over here.
Yeah.
That's why I need wolf pee.
The scene from Snow White. With the dwarves on the cliff
on
was
the cliff
filmed
where they're,
right
where
here.
They're walking up the edge of the cliff.
You know what else they filmed here? What? The Revenant.
With the bear?
Oh, with the bear?
Yeah. No bears here.
They totally
cocaine bear might be here near here. It's Hollywood.
cocaine bear's in the backyard right now.
Cocaine bear was spotted at those cocaine parties that Madison Cawthorn referred to.
Don't you agree if that had been a female cousin's face that he was humping, he would have been okay.
He'd still be in Congress.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Male cousin face humping, no good.
I'm not sure why he isn't still in Congress. He's so, like, I mean, I think he has a valid argument to make. Like, really? George Santos? Not me?
Yeah.
Like, there's
That's
a
true.
Lot of.
There's a new bar now with George Santos.
I have a theory about a lot of these people.
Okay.
Which is, I was listening to Kevin McCarthy on my, on the news on the way here.
Sure.
And, he's got that kind of dusty voice. Hmm. You know what I mean?
It's
dusty
smarmy,
Bakersfield.
Condescending, and bitchy all at the same
time.
Yeah,
but no, the smarmy, actual, condescending. The actual voice, the way, not just like his, not the tone of his voice, but his actual voice is a little bit kind of dusty, like a standards singer.
Well, that's because he's from Bakersfield.
Well, I think that a lot of these people just want to be known.
Yes.
And they're performers. I think Trump thinks Trump is funny.
Yes.
And there are times where.
Well, what about the people that laugh? That's what I want.
Okay, well, that's a problem. But there are times where I believe he really was kidding when he said something awful. And he'll and everybody gets upset about it. And then later he'll say, well, I was kidding. And nobody. I believe that he really believes himself to be funny.
Yeah.
Therefore, why don't we just give them a television show?
Yeah.
Why don't we just give, the Trump variety show, and he can have Kevin McCarthy on as a regular, like he can be like the Tim Conway or the Harvey Korm. He can sing.
Right.
I think he should sing with that voice.
All right.
Because that's all they want is the fame.
Kate in Milwaukee, you're on with Paula Poundstone. Good luck to you. Hello, Kate. Hello, Kate.
Pray for me.
Kate,
first of all,
hello.
Paula, I love you. You are absolutely one of my very favorite comedians, and you need to bring yourself to Milwaukee, please and thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
if you've ever watched
Milwaukee.
Her deal with a heckler, good luck to you. Everybody that calls this morning, go ahead.
Well, thank you.
I would never heckle Paula. I love her too much.
Thank you, Kate.
I'm actually calling with.
Hello, Kate. Can you hear me?
She can hear you. Go ahead, Kate.
I can't. Wait, is that Paula or Stephanie?
Kate, it's me, Paula.
Oh, God.
Hello?
It's Kate from Milwaukee. Hello.
Hey, Kate. Oh,
I need to euthanize this phone call. All
right. Kate, Kate.
Goodbye.
You are so good with callers. Has anyone ever told you that?
Charles in Miami.
The way you cuddle them and comfort them.
Yes, I know.
Charles?
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, Charles.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, hi, hello, Charles.
Mama, I caught off guard this morning when I heard that your girlfriend was moving in.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it seemed like...
As soon as I get rid of 55 vases, I have to make room. Do you need some vases?
No, I'm all set with vases.
Second of all, I felt a little confused because I was like, wait a minute. Doesn't she like waking up in the morning, nobody arguing or fussing about what she didn't do last night or what she had to take care of today?
Yep.
And then third, I just felt jealous. I was like, wait a minute. Somebody else is moving in. But I just would like to say that as far as what we've seen over on the weekend, the way that Fox News has been covering this, then we should hold them to that standard. This should be the Fox News Tyree Nichols standard. Yes. Same way they've been jumping on these cops, they should be jumping on everyone. And we need to federalize. You know, as a black person, I'm telling you right now, this state stuff doesn't work. We just need to federalize policing, have a standard all across the board. And if these certain states don't want to comply, certain counties, they shouldn't get tax dollars. They shouldn't get federal tax dollars at all. And I'm calling the White House today. I'm just going
to... Good for you.
That's something I want to do.
Yeah, they used that as such a political football, the whole defund the police. Nobody wanted to defund the police, but clearly we need police reform. And so that's a lot of them, you know, that's not the stuff they should be doing. We should have, you know, whether it's social workers. I don't understand how anybody ends up dead after a traffic stop, first of all.
I still don't understand how come Cory Booker and Tim
Scott.
Thank you. Well, I understand. Did we ever hear where that broke down? Like, really? They both came away like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I know.
I think it's time for them to go back in the room.
Yeah.
Or get two other guys to go back in the room.
Yeah. And I think if you could lend them your ping pong scoreboard, there's a lot of pressure there. Makes you feel like there's a time crunch to get something done. You know.
Did you... Who were we just talking to?
Huh? Charles in Miami.
Did you say goodbye, Charles?
I don't believe that I did.
Yeah.
I don't believe
so this is a pattern.
Okay, talk radio is not like at your home.
So I shouldn't.
You don't.
What do you mean not like at my home? You didn't say goodbye to me either. I just turned around and you were gone.
It's how she does.
Yeah. The last memory of you I had was the ping pong ball halfway down my throat.
Well,
that had just been. I thought you hit it.
You
but had apparently
coming.
You did that thing.
Yeah. Yes, with my vajayjay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to prove I could. Okay.
That's a powerful cooter.
Yeah. No, we actually teamed up the first game. We were.
Yeah,
we
did.
We're good. I feel like we were really good. Little practice. I feel like we crushed some mofos.
Yeah. And Fanny Sipka said that she hadn't played since she was 12, which was so like.
I think she made that up.
Absolutely, she made that up.
Yeah.
Like she's
got a nice rack though, so I don't. Oh, honey. Okay.
Yeah. 12. You just support whatever she.
Yes,
says.
I do.
That's a beautiful relationship.
Yes.
Right
I'm an
there.
Emotional bra.
Yeah. So you can have access to her rack.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Solve that problem.
That's okay, you know what? That relationship's not going to founder on the rocks. That's good.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
One of the very same FBI officials who was centrally involved in the launch of the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax has now been charged for himself colluding with a Russian oligarch. In other words, colluding with Russia,
right.
Charles McGonigal was allegedly paid $250,000 by a former Russian intelligence official, even while he was still working for the FBI, trying to frame the president of the United States, president, me, as a Russian spy. I said, I'm not a Russian spy. Where does this all come from? This was a setup. This was a hoax. This was a total international disgrace to our country.
Is this a clip from Diamond's funeral?
No. Talking. This was that's oddly that was Russian disinformation about him not being a. See how we're the gaslighting is.
Was that from his tiny little rally?
No. These are from this. No, apparently on Friday morning he went on a just a video posting spree on Truth.
And
so he just kept posting. And like some of them were like that first one we played where it was just like 12 seconds, like where he just said, may he rot in hell.
Yeah.
Because I guess his New Hampshire rally was tiny.
Well, that's a small state, in fairness.
Well, this
that's
is true.
Well, the South Carolina one was tiny, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's smaller.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the headline this morning. Big money donors avoiding Trump have forced him to run a small-scale presidential campaign. I believe, was it Minikis that opened for him?
Yes.
I believe it.
He's they're small rallies. A lot of them are done just to a bunch of Polly Pockets.
Yep.
Yeah, and Minikis. A lot of the mini bands mostly work in Vegas, but he was able to get Kiss, Minikis.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Minikis is so tiny, they're actually in that box.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's the
Sir,
coolest.
Apparently Sir Mix-a-Little was not available. So. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Okay. We're just going to keep going. In your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get whipped up and take your picture. My homies tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Baby got okay. All right. Okay.
Quality. Quality stuff.
Yeah, that's comedy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I guess you call it. Like, right when you're like, oh, no, I want to play the really, really tiny, small clubs.
Venues.
yeah. I could play stadiums, but I decide. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
His first stop, it was in a tiny high school gym.
Yeah, Salem, Massachusetts.
In New Hampshire. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's small scale is what they're describing it as.
So the donors are insisting on this?
The donors just aren't giving him money.
They're just not giving him money.
Oh,
so he is downsized.
In a way, they are insisting
he
on this.
He has been
downsized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
What's next? Mini Aerosmith, maybe? Who can say?
They're gonna
Mini Queen? I don't know. How many rallies is he doing? How many bands does he need? I knew this is the kind of thing that would amuse Paula Poundstone.
Uh-huh.
It does.
Here it comes. Ow.
And now he's working with zirconium and silk now.
Yes. Yes, the replacement.
Okay. Was that a bad joke? You know, I don't know if you heard last week a caller said I can never tell them apart. I'm like, well, now you can. I'm just saying, is there a lie?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a lie in that now?
Okay. I did hear you say that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, her sensitivity training is not going well.
It's not going very well.
Dark.
It is not. Uh-huh. Well, you know.
No.
But how many people's deaths have they led to with their dangerous COVID misinformation?
No, I feel the same.
She used her sister's funeral to say that she died of vaccine shedding from vaccinated people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, I think that Francis has a really good point about document shedding.
Yes.
I think that is absolutely based on science.
Yeah.
The idea that as you could sit beside somebody who has been vaccinated and then, get some of that vaccination sheds onto you. And then you drop dead anywhere between that day and 30 years from then.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's vaccine shedding. And then what Francis mentioned was this concept of document shedding.
Right. Yeah.
And one of the things I think is great about you guys, and I do just love this show, but
thank you.
That cardboard box you have outside with the sign that says leave documents here.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
But, it's helpful.
We're helpers.
It's kind of like when you leave a 3D move and you put your glasses in the in the bin.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so a listener earlier, liberal helper, said, "What, you know, get a gas station key. They attach like a hubcap. Of
that's
so,
a good
right?
point.
Shouldn't
yeah.
they attach something to classified document?
Like you a, know, I although
maybe
I
like
have,
an anvil.
I like have a, walked away with keys before inadvertently. I always do feel shamed by the large thing hanging off the key.
Yes.
You know, like if you go to a dentist's office, you know, they'll uh-huh. have like a giant plastic." toothbrush.
Right.
And I just feel like, must everyone know what I'm doing? There's something about it that just doesn't feel right. But I think with the documents, that's a very, very good
yes.
idea.
Yeah.
We're problem solvers.
Okay. So you probably heard the news, speaking of Trump's campaign, that Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that she's going to be his vice president.
Oh, she is. Yeah, she absolutely is. Yeah.
Conservative Matt Lewis explained that Greene is never going to be the one he chooses. He said the amazing thing about the concept of Marjorie Taylor Greene being Donald Trump's VP is that you would actually have someone who would make you worry Donald Trump might have a heart attack. I mean, all of a sudden you're telling Trump, be careful going down those stairs. He explained that in Trump's eyes, Greene is low rent. Despite of his being his claims of being for the common man, he is a wealthy snob. He said, so does Trump want Greene to inherit the family silver? No, he's...
No, it's going to be. She's absolutely right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you're listening, and I know you are.
Yes.
You know, she doesn't share you guys' political views, obviously, but she loves the poop stuff, just like me.
Yeah.
She, the dog poop stuff, and she'll go anywhere for it, and therefore she is Stephanie Miller Show listener.
Right. Well, yeah. But also, it's kind of funny that she got kicked off Twitter for vaccine disinformation, and now
yes.
she's in charge of the, get it, in the charge of the COVID
yep.
committee.
What? Is there a COVID committee?
Yes.
There's
yeah.
a new COVID committee,
yeah.
yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's yeah. fantastic.
Yeah.
Are they coming up with any ideas?
Chairman Schiff mentioning Marjorie Taylor Greene this weekend.
You, with the hand signaling Shush. That you guys do.
You steal, you shush
I
and
believe.
Steal third.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that this is all a pretext. And if you look at the leader of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, he is dining with white nationalists and anti-Semites. The people that Kevin McCarthy just put on committees like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others are speaking at white nationalist rallies. This is, you know, as my colleague said, Bakersfield BS. This is all pretextual.
Yeah, George Santos. He put George Santos on committees, right?
And, on the short story committee.
Yes.
Which I think
yes.
is a great idea. Oh. They're coming up with, they're making up committees now.
Yes.
Just,
yeah.
To,
Should he
yeah.
be on the Tall Tale Committee?
Yeah. Tall Tale, short story. Yeah.
Is this just today's story? As several donors listed by George Santos' campaign do not seem to exist, which again is shocking that something he said would be turn out to be untrue.
False. Yeah.
Yes. Campaign, he reported donations from several quote-unquote people who do not exist. Second George Santos story. The DOJ asked the Federal Election Commission to hold off on any enforcement action aimed at George Santos while it conducts its criminal probe. Clearest sign to date
Why?
That federal prosecutors are examining Santos' campaign finances.
Because the DOJ is looking at it for crimes as opposed to the FCC or FEC.
FEC. Yeah, DOJ.
They're like the Italians. They're like, scusi. We're already
yes, okay.
investigating other crimes.
It's like they're all trying to go through the door at the same time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three Stooges.
Yeah, it's
yes.
like a Stooges.
Stooges
it's
exactly.
a Stooges plumbing thing.
Did you see the Stooges bench?
The what?
The Three Stooges bench?
Yes,
in
I
the
did.
Pinball room?
Yes, in yeah. the pinball room, yes.
Oh, we were saying, because my girlfriend's moving in, so I'm trying to get rid of stuff, and you were saying you have Lucille Ball's parking thing because if someone else was trying to get rid
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, I have her parking sign from Universal.
That is way cool.
Yeah, it is yeah. really cool. But apparently my friends who were cleaning out their garage
who wants
didn't
to get
think
rid of
so.
That?
So they gave it to me.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I, you know, Lucille Ball's rolling over in her grave right now or yeah. certainly looking for a parking space.
You should yeah. put that out on the street in front of your house.
Would you like any gold? I have several Goldwater Miller posters, campaign posters. Would you like any of those?
No, I'm all set.
How about 50
that.
Vases? Have I asked you if you need 50 vases?
One does collect vases.
I don't know why.
Well, I'll tell you something. The woman who takes care of my pets when I'm on the road
yeah.
has a flower shop. So finally, my vases.
Does she need more?
And during the stay-at-home order,
yeah.
she might. During the stay-at-home order, it was very hard to get vases,
yeah.
you know, with
yeah.
the supply chain. And so she Yeah. She took mine were above, in the cabinet above the stove, like way up high.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The section where you're never going to.
You never go into.
Right. I devoted apparently several, I didn't even realize, several cupboards and closets just to vases. I have no idea why.
I have seen several emails from people saying, take your vases to a flower shop. Some of them may give you a credit.
Oh, fantastic. Ooh. Ooh, very nice.
Now, were you, I don't understand, why did you have, because you were receiving flowers? People sent you flowers?
Yes, well, and also we had a lot of flower clients, like pro flowers.
Yeah.
So if you listen for many years, you know my love life is such that I mostly got flowers from
business
people
paying.
That we sold flowers for.
Yes.
Oh, I see. So it's not, it wasn't
no
like,
one
oh,
with any
Valentine's
romantic interest in me and of any kind.
You know,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. It was all about money.
Fanny has sent you flowers, hasn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
But normally, what do the people send you flowers in? A vase. And then you have, what, another vase. Right. And now you must keep that one for emotional reasons.
As you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You kept vases for emotional reasons?
From advertisers?
If it was from a lover.
I think it's good that you got
different
dogs.
Than it. Look at this. Speaking of which, Julie in Seattle sent me a picture. Look what I found going through drawers today. Mint condition Stephanie Miller memorabilia from your 2008 appearance with CeCe Goldwater at a Seattle strip mall chuckle hut. Remember being carried in by hot shirtless firemen? Yes, it was that long ago. Yes.
Wow.
We were carried in by hot shirtless firemen at our
campaign
appearances.
Because you were pretending to be straight.
Was I then?
I think you were.
Really?
That was before you came out.
I don't think I pretended to be straight.
Well, I mean.
Well, maybe she was pretending to be too heavy for women to carry.
That's right. Maybe. Thank you, Paula.
And certainly for a man to wear a shirt while he was doing it.
Right.
Paula always has my back.
Yeah, God forbid a man wear a shirt when he's carrying you in.
Yeah. Anita, didn't I do my late night show? What was the... Oh, the Christmas card was on a hot shirtless Santa, like Fabio. Oh, it was Fabio.
I never got it.
It actually was Fabio.
Shirtless Santa?
It was Fabio. No, Fabio played Santa, and I was sitting on his lap for
my birthday
card.
Yeah, but you said shirtless Santa is what you said.
Christmas card.
Oh, we know all about hot Santa.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You just said shirtless Santa.
Anita in San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
For God's sakes, bring some order to
this
show.
Anita, don't take her off the hook. She said shirtless Santa.
She did.
Anita.
Hold us to that.
Yes, Fabio was playing a shirtless Santa on my Christmas card.
Hello?
Anita.
Hello.
Hello.
Anita, can you hear?
Oh, no.
Here we are confessing our deepest feelings to Anita, who hung up on us a long time ago.
All right, Karen in Oakland has a question for Paula Poundstone. Hello, Karen. Hi.
Hi. This is Karen, the official asexual caller of the Seth Brittany Miller Show.
Hello.
Hey, Karen.
And
thank you.
Yeah, hi. You know, all these TV shows are getting revivaled and rebooted. Mm-hmm. Like Night Court came back, and maybe they might have Elaine Boosler back. I don't know, but
yeah.
I'd like to know if you would consider coming back to Science Court, that show you did in Squiggle Vision with the guys behind the home movies.
Yeah, that was a
I think it had John Benjamin in it.
It did.
Sam Cedar.
Yep. It was a real Fred Stoll. It was a really fun show. Thank you for remembering it. It's how I learned. It's how I learned about condensation. Frankly,
well, that's
Science Course. That sounds cool.
Every little girl remembers that day. 47
does
minutes.
Anybody,
does that mean?
Does
what
anybody,
does that mean?
Does anybody care?
Paul Poundstone's here. Nothing makes any sense.
That Anita is yelling into a phone on the side of the road somewhere. Does anybody care?
Someone is
I worry
screaming.
About Anita a lot.
Paula, can you hear me?
Anita, hello.
It's like muting a right winger on Twitter.